other truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in all the world, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live if you want to listen when this shit is happening, because the Hollywood Hick comes at you every Tuesday and Friday with new episodes. Get all this business out of the way up front, y'all. But every Tuesday and Friday, new episodes at 7 in the p.m. on the West Coast, 10 on the East Coast. Do the math in the middle. And if you're listening to other places in the world, fucking awesome. That's a lot more math than I can do. So that's that. What the fuck else is going on? The problem is nothing really is going on. I was scouring the fucking interwebs, you motherfuckers. Everything is boring right now. I need a celebrity losing their ever-loving mind somewhere. Like Chris Brown has kind of come to, although fucking... apparently he was performing somewhere and five people got shot, but I don't think we can blame it on him this time. But there's pictures of him standing on stage with like shock face, like holy shit, like I don't think he was expecting that. So I'm like, I can't fault him on this one. But all the other times, like, I swear to God though, whenever he's around, people get shot or stabbed. Whenever I hear he's down on Hollywood Boulevard at one of them clubs, like Supper Club or something like that, I'm like, somebody's getting stabbed tonight, or somebody's getting shot, something's gonna happen. And then I look on the news the next day and somebody got stabbed and or shot in the general vicinity of the Supper Club. And I'm not saying he had anything to do with it. I'm just saying it's funny how that shit just follows him around. So maybe it's the kind of people that like, whatever. It is the kind of people that come to his shit. Not all of them, whatever. I digress. But what I was saying is there's nothing going on. Like, there's, like, I long for the days of like Britney Spears losing her mind. I've said this before, where she shaved her head and beat the fucking SUV with the umbrella, went all crazy nuts. Lindsay Lohan's kind of calmed down some. Like, I don't give two fucks about a Kardashian. And they're so boring. I don't know why people are so fascinated with their boring asses. They're so boring. It's just, I don't get it. I don't fucking understand. But there's nothing going on. So I'm going to be forced to talk to you people about these Golden Globe Awards that just went on, because I tried to watch them. I'm going to tell y'all up front right now, because I'm going to be talking about these things, that I did not really watch the full program, which I intended to watch, but I fell asleep about 2 minutes after the opening monologue, if that far into it. And I did not wake up until that shit was over. So I have relied on what I heard subliminally through sleeping, which was nothing. And then I'm also relying on clips on the interwebs and things of that nature and photographic evidence of what went down. So don't fault a brother, because I tried to watch that insufferable program. Like, I can't sit through these award shows. They're so hard to sit through. It's all these people just patting themselves on the backs. I know, it's like, would I turn down a job hosting one of those one day? Hell to the no. But would I feel a little dirty inside? Probably, but I wouldn't really care. I really wouldn't. I'm a sellout. I'll fucking tell you. Who gives a shit, right? Everybody else is. Why not me, right? Why the fuck not me? I'll do fucking about anything. No, that's not true. They tried to get me to do some dating naked show that or audition. I was like, I am not auditioning for something called dating naked. It's like my mama looking down on me from heaven would be like, I did not raise you to get naked on television, even though your privates is blurred out, and behave like that. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I could do other kind of reality programming, but I would not do a naked dating show where I get sent to some island and I have to run around naked all the time, because the first woody I popped, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be like, oh, sorry ladies, shit just happens and it ain't your fault. Trust me, it ain't your fault, ladies, don't worry about it. Really, that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, I need fucking somebody to go nuts. It's a celebrity, like Amanda Bynes has calmed down, like she's on her meds or something and doing okay. Like, come on, somebody lose your ever loving mind. I need a new start. Like Ariana Grande, like maybe she should lose her mind, because it would be funny to watch that little Bratz doll, little creepy thing running around, causing trouble, getting drunk and having shit. They already carry her around, so she might as well get good and liquored up and get carried around. I saw Christina Aguilera getting carried out of the Standard one time way back in her dirty days when she had those like black and blind braid dread things that she had, like, that were really long, and she was all dirty girl. And but she was getting carried out of there wasterated. And I am not one to judge. I'm not judging. I'm just stating fact, because I have been carried out of many a place wasterated myself. I've actually been kicked out of places, a lot of places, because sometimes my idea of fun and the people running the joint might be not on the same level. So sometimes that causes me trouble. But whatever. I digress yet again. But here we go. I'm going to talk about these two stupid Golden Globe Awards, because I guess the opening monologue was kind of funny, but then from what I understand, everything after the opening monologue is just boring. Like, it's like in the clips that I look for on the internet, like the opening monologue was good, like with the, and they did their Cosby joke, which I salute Tina Fey and Amy Poehler for including a Cosby joke, and not just a Cosby joke, but a really good Cosby joke. It was good. Like I gave it my stamp of approval. I was like, okay, that almost made me worth watching the first 12 minutes of this program before I fell asleep. So, but the interwebs, that's what we have the interwebs for. See, I could go look, and I didn't have to sit. I honestly got a nice nap. I got plenty of sleep because I laid down on the couch and fell asleep. And then after it was all over, I just went to bed. So I got lots of sleep. I feel refreshed and bouncing and behaving and stuff like that. So I'm ready to go. But, I was going to talk about Cosby. Okay, the Cosby joke. Here, whatever. Let me just play you the Cosby joke. So this is Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, like the part of their monologue where they like blast on Cosby, and it's really good. So here we go. Want to hear it? Here it go.
And into the woods, Cinderella runs from her prince. Rapunzel is thrown from a tower for her prince. And Sleeping Beauty just thought she was getting coffee with Bill Cosby.
You know, actually, you guys saw this on the news today, but Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people. The people did not want the pills in them."
No, Tina, that, hey, that's not right. That's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people."
You're right. It's got to be like, "I put the pills in the hoagie."
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. That's fair. That seems fair.
"I put the pills in the hoagie," or whatever she just said. Okay, that was straight up hysterical. Very well done, girls. I applaud your Bill Cosby joke, because that was good. It was well placed. It was done. It was very funny. And you could tell, like, Tina Fey had like a little smirk on her face. Like, she, like, I think maybe she like is like down with like the ladies. Like, that's what I'm thinking. And the other best part was looking in the clip of it, watching the people in the crowd react, because like they were all like trying to do shock face. But a couple of them, like George Clooney, was laughing his fucking ass off. And so was Jessica Chastain or whatever her name is, she's all like prudish, she's like making shock face with her hand over her mouth, like it's ridiculous. And like George Clooney is laughing his ass off. His fucking wife, by the way, could not be more not amused. She's like, in this picture that I'm looking at, she's just sitting there like, oh, like this, these people, like she is forced to have to be there. I'm like, well, you married George motherfucking Clooney. If you're too good to be at a fucking Golden Globe Award, it's just a bunch of celebrities patting themselves on the back, like whatever. It's like, for whatever reason, people are compelled to watch this shit. I don't know why. It's like, it's all sort of a little bit like overly like self-entitled or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I digress. I have disdain for them. For, I don't know why. I just find, well, it's because I find them boring. That's why. I'm over here rambling, trying to figure out the right word. The word is boring. I find these shows boring. Like this opening monologue they did, I'll give them their props. It was pretty funny. And then I immediately fell asleep. See, as soon as that was over, I felt right to fucking sleep. But they're all like looking, like, what's her name? Emily Blunt is just trying to make shock face. The Brit is all like whatever. Helen Mirren's got a smirk. Like, it's fucking funny. They're all like trying to act like they can't laugh at that. I would have been busting a fucking gut. I would have been busting a gut. You would have heard my guffaw across fucking town when that joke came on. Because when I heard it on the television set, I pissed myself a little bit. I was laughing so hard. But that was the like highlight of the night very early on. And then apparently it just goes downhill from there. They're giving out awards for whatever, you know. It's like all these like awards where they like for the best movie was this Boyhood movie, which I don't think I can sit through because it looks long and sort of slow moving and boring and whatever. And then the other one, like this one's the one where they split the shit up. So they got the dramas, and then they've got the musical or comedies, and then that Grand Budapest Hotel one, that like a friend of mine keeps telling me to watch that damn movie, but I don't usually like the guy who directed its movies. They're just a little too quirky and fucking something for me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't. I just can't watch him. I just by the end of it, I just want to poke my eyes out. I can't watch no more. And then, like, I've still never heard of some of this shit, even though I think I talked about it one time here on the Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network. And I like Julianne Moore won for something called Still Alice. I have no fucking clue what that movie is. It's about anything. Apparently she's very good in it, because she is a good actress, because she played twin cousins on As the World Turns way back when I used to watch soap operas all the time, Franny and Sabrina, and she was fucking excellent in both roles. And of course one was good and one was bad, and yeah, it was fucking good soap opera back then. But that's where, like, before she was Julianne Moore of today, As the World Turns, bitches, that's what got her Still Alice. And now she's won a Golden Globe for drama, for being all dramatic. And then the best actor in a motion picture. What? I have never heard of this dude, Eddie Redmayne. He must be from across the pond. And it's this The Theory of Everything. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is. It sounds horrible. And then best actor in the comedy or musical one, we get the Michael Keaton, which is like fine. And but I can tell you, like, I did not make friends with Michael Keaton. Do you want me to tell you my Michael Keaton story? I will. I got time, right? So and if I've told this story before, I apologize. And it's not one. I mean, it's whatever. Let me just tell the story and you can judge me for however you want. But when I used to work at I used to work at a restaurant in a fancy part of town, and I was picking up something from a place, and he was coming in to, like, from where you get to-go food. People would take stuff out sometimes, too. And so he was standing there waiting on his stuff, and I went to pick something up. Oh, no, I was waiting, and he walked up. That's why it happened. I was waiting, and then he walked up, right? And I looked over, and when I looked over my shoulder just because somebody walked up, I looked to see who it was. I realized who it was, and before I could stop myself, I kind of gave him the once-over, because he's kind of, like, not very big guy. He's, like, kind of not short, but he's, like, shorter than what I expected and more, like, kind of scrawny. And I just looked at him and did the once-over, and I went, "You're Batman?" And he just looked at me in the face and he just went, "Well, I was." And then I was like, "Holy shit, you're an asshole." And I just ran away. That's how I handled that situation. I was like, "Oh, busy, gotta get back to work," and ran the fuck away, right? Oh my God, what an idiot. But I think he handled it well. He was like, I was, because I was kind of like a bitchy homo looking at him like, "You're Batman?" It was not said in a nice tone either. I apologize, Michael Keaton, if you ever listen to this. I did not mean to be mean, even though I wasn't really that mean. I was just kind of insensitive. I guess that's a better word for it, insensitive. Whatever, I'll move on. So the best actress chick is this Amy Adams in Big Eyes, which I hear is kind of like only okay. So I ain't gonna watch that. I already know I ain't gonna watch that. And it's like all this stuff, like none of the stuff I watch is on this. There is not one nomination for Guardians of the Galaxy, which was the by and large the best movie of all last year, way better than anything else I looked at. I've watched it like 3 times already. It's fucking awesome. It's entertaining. It's what a movie is supposed to be. All this other stuff is just like people like just wanted like everybody to see how like smart they are. Not even that. It's just so, I don't know. I just don't like boring artsy fartsy movies, and this is all like boring artsy fartsy movie shit. So whatever. And then this dude wins, this J.K. Simmons fella, for this Whiplash, where apparently he plays an asshole, which is apparently he was very appropriately cast, because from what I understand, this dude is like king of the assholes, like major, big, giant, like beet red peckerhead asshole. That's the kind of dude he is, from what I understand. So I wish I could be happy for you, but now that I know you're a complete insufferable prick, I wish that somebody else had won, like Mark Ruffalo, because I like him, for whatever this Foxcatcher. Oh, that's about the Wrestlers. I kind of want to see that one, because it's about like some murderous billionaire, it's true story or whatever, and the dude who it's all about is pissed because there's sort of like some sort of homosexual sort of overtone at one point or something, and he's like, that did not go down. He was pitching a high holy mother trucking fit, and so I guess like he like denounced it on the Twitter. I think I talked about it one time. I fucking love that story, cracks me up. He was like, no, and I support him on that too, because if that's not what happened, then don't put it in there. If there was and it was a true thing, then yes. But if it's not, don't make up that shit, because people like are sensitive about that. You know, fucking people don't like they straight boys get a little upset when you call them a homo when they ain't a homo. And I kind of understand it, because even though I was called a homo, it was true. So how it's like you can argue, but you can only argue so much. That's really the truth. And then, OK, so moving on. Best Supporting Actress up in a motion picture was Patricia Arquette, right, for Boyhood. Another movie I ain't gonna see because it's just too long. Unless it comes on DVD and maybe I can watch it in like 10 parts. Treat it like a television program and just like each year or whatever. Just watch each year a night or something. Not even night, like a week. A week. I can't handle that artsy fartsy shit for more than about a while. And it's hard because I have to watch it at work, and sometimes it's hard because I had to watch this artsy fartsy movie the other day, and good Lord, I wanted to shoot myself in the head by the end of it. I was like, can you please introduce at least one redeeming character? Every character in this movie is a horrible person in one way or another. Can we have one person who is just not horrible? Does everything have to be about horrible people? A lot of shit today is about horrible people, and people need to lighten the fuck up and talk about happy shit for a change. Zippity motherfucking doodah, bitches. Happy it up, right? But so speaking of zippity doodah bitches, the best animated feature film, one of the only ones where I've seen some of them, I've seen three of them at least, and the one I like the least is the one who won. So the How to Train Your Dragon number 2 won for best animated film, which, and it was good, but it wasn't great. The first one I thought was a much better movie, story wise, and I really liked it. I liked it a lot. I had to put subtitles in front of that bitch, and I watched it a lot, and I never kind of got tired of it. But, and like Big Hero 6, I see what that didn't win. I mean, it was cute, but it was not the best one. And, but fucking Lego Movie, mother truckers. What about Lego Movie? That movie kicked mother trucking ass. Why did that not win? I saw both of them. Lego Movie was by far more original. It was totally fun. Lego Movie should have won. I hope it wins an Oscar for the animated feature film. And people are like, fuck you, foreign press or whoever the hell like decides. It's only like 12 people or something that decide this shit anyway. I don't know why people give it so much credence. It's ridiculous. But so you get the best. So why come? This is what I don't understand. Why come for all the actor people and stuff, they split it up. But when it gets to director, they just get one. That doesn't seem fair. Because they just got best director, best screenplay, best original score. That's some straight up bullshit. Like, so the people who fucking actually get this up on the screen and beautiful get fucking cheated. 5 chances to win a fucking, not 5 or whatever, an extra chance because their movie should like has to get split. That's some bullshit. Y'all should be fixing that shit, foreign press. All 12 of y'all get together and decide that you should treat these people better. But whatever. So the director is Richard Linklater for Boyhood, which I think he probably should, because that was kind of cool. He filmed those people all. I ain't watching it, but I get the idea. It's kind of, I'm sure it's somewhat interesting. It just looks boring. And I can't sit through shit like that. There ain't no superheroes or explosions or potty humor. I really don't fucking have an interest anymore. It's bad. I know. And then best screenplay went to some unpronounceable motherfucking name, Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu for Birdman, which I'm not seeing because that just looks like it's just a little too affected and like brooding or something. I just don't like movies that brood, and I don't want to watch movies that make me feel bad. That's the other thing. I don't like depressing movies. Don't make me watch depressing movies. I don't go pay money to fucking cry. That's bullshit. I want to cry. I'll just fucking assess my life. Damn, shut the fuck up. And I ain't going to that stuff. But so whatever, keep moving on. Best original score went to Theory of Everything. Never heard of Johan Johansson. I like that name though. Johan Johansson. That sounds very Scandinavia land. So, so he won for this Theory of Everything, whatever that is. That's what that dude I've never heard of, he was in that one for Actor. He did that. And the original song was Glory from the Selma. That's Common. And what was the other one? Who did it with him? Common and... Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank, and this thing ain't telling me. Oh, John Legend, that's who it was. They gave a cool speech, apparently. But that's when they get this award, you should look this up on the interwebs. But was John Legend's married to that model chick who, Chrissy Teigen or something like that's her name. But she has been Botoxed within an inch of her life, and her cry face is hysterical. Even she admitted it. She tweeted about it, like, I like somebody who can, like, make fun of themselves and move on. And now people can't use it against her because she already tweeted it. It's fucking awesome. She handled it so perfectly. But her cry face is classic. And I can look at it. It's like, because she is Botox, like, it won't, her face ain't moving right. It's frozen some spots. So her cry face is pretty fucking classic. You should look it up on the interwebs. It's been everywhere. If you ain't seen it yet, most of y'all probably already seen it if you have like a computer. But then that one, and then best foreign language film, I have nothing but Leviathan from Russia. I have absolutely no clue at all whatsoever. And And then all this stuff on television, like, it's all shit I don't watch either. It's also, like, heavy-handed stuff. All of it, like, the TV series is the Affair one, and for drama, because, see, they split that up down here, but the directors and up in the movies, they get shortchanged. That's some bullshit. Some straight-up mother-trucking bullshit, y'all. For real. So this Affair show one over, like, I would have picked Game of Thrones. That show is fucking kick-ass. That show is kick-ass, and it shows lots of booty and, like, hot booty of all kinds. So I would have voted for Game of Thrones. And then Best Actors, Kevin Spacey. He probably deserved it at this point because everybody says that House of Cards is good. I just ain't seen it because it just seems a little too angry for me. And I'm trying to watch less angry shit because when I watch angry shit, then I get angry, and then I get behind the wheel of the car, and then that is a lethal combination. So I try to cut that shit out. Watch some lighthearted Affair up in here. You know what I'm talking about? But so then, like, the best TV series comedy was Transparent, which I am gonna watch this one because one, a friend of mine worked on it, and two, and I, which means I should have already watched it by now, but I ain't, and I got the Amazon shit where I can watch it, so I am gonna watch that. So if it's any good, I'll report back to you, mother truckers, and let you know. But it's, I hear it's very, 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 very good, and it handles a transgender. I get the trans mixed up. I'm a homo, and I still get it mixed up. See, it's not. It's like, it happens. Move on. But just like, it's transgender. See, I correct myself. All right. So then the best actor in a TV series is Jeffrey Tambor for that Transparent. Because apparently he really is very good. And that's a bold fucking move, too. That's what I'm thinking. Show is. And then, oh, then they always give this, like, so the new little the girl, like, something on this one. Because what's her name won this, too? The Ugly Betty girl, she won. But this Jane the Virgin, Gina Rodriguez chick won for best actress in a TV comedy and shocked everybody. They thought it was going to be somebody like Lena Dunham's dumbass. Nobody likes her anyway. Or like, but at least like Julie Louis-Dreyfus or somebody like that. And hopefully not that Taylor Schilling in the Orange is the New Black. She's the least good one on that show as far as I'm concerned. There's so many better people on that show than her that should be getting nominated for shit. Not her dumbass. But moving on through this list of things of people patting themselves on the back for job well done is for the best TV movie or miniseries. Now they used to have separate categories. Now, see, they lump this shit. Like, why are you lumping here, but you're splitting up there? That seems a little fucking cheap. But the best TV movie miniseries goes to Fargo, which I didn't watch, but I loved the movie. So I can support that. Billy Bob Thornton won for actor in miniseries TV movie. Oh, and I have a... Oh, let's hear it right now. Because break this shit up. Because I'm sick of reading these fucking awards. Y'all are probably sick of listening to them. But we're almost to the end. And I'm going to make y'all listen to all of it. But winner of best fucking awards acceptance speech ever probably goes to Mr. Billy Bob Thornton when he wins this one for best actor in the miniseries TV movie. Because this shit is exactly what it should be. And you'll see why. So want to hear it? Here it go.
These days you get in a lot of trouble no matter what you say. You know what I mean? You can say anything in the world and get in trouble. I know this for a fact. So I'm just going to say thank you.
If everybody did an award show like Billy Bob Thornton or an acceptance speech did an award show, I'm an idiot. But if everybody did an acceptance speech like Billy Bob Thornton, I might consider watching these things because I get so over all of these people with their heartfelt, just like bullshit fucking acceptance speeches. It's like, oh my God, you're already overpaid at what you're doing. So just fucking relish that and like roll around in all of that dough and quit forcing me to like praise you. That's the only thing. That's my issue with it. It's kind of like, it's like we're forcing you to praise us all, not just the winners, but everyone nominated and all the people who are in this room who are like royalty, blah, blah, blah. That's how I feel, whatever. So that's the thing. That's the thing. I just wish every speech was like Billy Bob Thornton's. I love it. And he's telling the truth. He's like, no matter what you say, somebody's going to use that shit against you some way or another. They're going to twist that shit around and do something. And then that's what's going to happen. So he's like, thank you. And I'm out of here. Billy Bob Thornton. Who knew? Who knew? Maybe he'll revolutionize the acceptance speech industry, which will never, ever happen because these people are way too narcissistic to not go on and on as long as they can until they have to get played off a motherfucking stage, and they will continue to go on. It's nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. Okay, so whatever. Since I was going through all of these fucking things, I might as well finish, right? So Billy Bob Thornton, so we will start listening to his awesome What Everybody Should Do acceptance speech. And then the best actress is, again, something I've never fucking heard of, The Honorable Woman with Maggie Gyllenhaal. And yeah, I don't know what that is, so I can't support it. And then you had supporting actor in the series, miniseries, or TV movie. Like, these people get cheated. The other ones up there get more, the movie people. And but so, like, then Matt Bomer, who is a straight-up hottie, I will admit, for The Normal Heart. But see, I ain't watched that, and I'm not going to watch it because it looks depressing as hell because it's about AIDS and stuff. And that's just, I get it. I know it all exists, and I'm very empathetic, but I don't need to see it on my, I can't spend 2 hours of my Sunday evening to watch that because I don't want to get depressed on a Sunday evening. I want to watch something fun like Guardians of the Galaxy that was completely snubbed. It was the best movie by far last year, probably of the last several years, and I can't believe it has not been nominated for everything. Everything. Enough. But to finish this shit out, for the best supporting actress in the series, miniseries, or TV movie is Joanne Froggatt on the Downton Abbey. But I had to look up which one that is, and that's Anna, the one that married Bates. But and apparently, and I watched that shit because it's kind of like a soap opera, and I do like a soap opera. But they were saying it's because of her rape storyline. And honestly, I watched the first episode the other day because it came back on out here, and I was like, where is my recap? Because I don't remember a fucking thing that has happened on that. I don't remember, like, if you asked me details about that show, I would be like, I don't know which one. That's what I would be like. I'd be like, which one? What? All I know is Branson is hot, and the main dad guy is kind of like a pompous ass, and I like Mary. That's like kind of how I like watch the show, and then I like know everything kind of runs around them, and I like the scheming homo butler is funny as hell. But yeah, I couldn't remember. I was like, I can't remember, whatever. It's like I'm starting a new show because I can't remember what the hell happened. I couldn't find a recap on the PBS app where I was trying to do it because, you know, I don't have the regular television because I fucking broke the fuck up with DirecTV. That's why I don't have regular television, because they're fucking assholes and they piss me off and they're always asking me to come back. And guess what? What do you think broke the fuck up means, DirecTV? That means we are broke the fuck up, and I do not go back. I ain't one of them bitches that'll come like groveling back at your feet like, oh, I need my programming. I got Hulu. There's plenty of shit on. There's more shit than I can watch on there. That is plenty. $7, mother truckers. Cut your cord. Get you some Hulu and a Netflix. It'll cost you like $15 twix the two of them. And you got more television than you know what to do with. You may not have everything, but who gives a fuck? Unless you sports. Sports people, you're fucked because they still got you by the nutsack. Sorry. But I don't really give a shit about sports. And if there's any sports thing I do give a shit about, I'll just go to some sports bar where I can drink beer anyway. So it's all good. I'm not fucking complaining about that shit. But so I was looking through here too, because you know how like all the fucking things everybody gives like two fuck, they care of, like everybody is all about what you're wearing, who did this, who did that, all these stupid people. And so I was looking through, and like some of the stuff, like Jennifer Lopez, I will give her props. Jennifer Lopez, like her whole thing was like, it's a little over the top, but I kind of like it. It's like, look at me and my like titties and my bronzed legs sticking out of the slit in the front with a cape. I love a cape. I think that's where she won me. Jennifer Lopez is looking fucking hot. If I would want to hit that, like I would hit that just so I could tell everybody I hit that. That's exactly what I would do. And then I got another, speaking of Jennifer Lopez, I got another clip, because she was up on that stage with what's his name, Jeremy Renner, the one who is getting divorced, and his wife has filed for divorce under the headline of fraud. So guess what that means? Somebody might be like, rumors might be true, because I always heard he was a homo anyway. But then he got married all secret and tried to have a baby. I think he was trying to hide it. It's just like, whatever, dude. it's cool. Like, you're not handsome enough to play like all the leading men. So just like tell everybody you're a homo and be a character actor. Character actors are better anyway. You get to like have a career. People who want to play like the dashing dude, like that lasts for a little while, but not very many people sustain it. There aren't that many fucking Paul Newmans in the world who can carry that shit into old age. It's like fucking buck up, dude. But apparently he's trying to like make everybody think he's a straight dude because he likes to make titty jokes. And but he doesn't even make a good titty joke. So here is a clip of Jennifer Lopez and Jeremy Renner presenting an award for something. I forget which one. But then he makes a fucking bad titty joke. So here, because I love titties and I love y'all, I will share this this bad joke with you. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Golden Globe goes to...
You want to open it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
I have the nails.
Yeah, get after it. You got the Globes too.
There you go, Jeremy. We're all going to think you are a straight, dashing man now. Yeah, you just sealed it right there with your those are the Globes or whatever. It's like so bad I can't even remember what the joke was. Whatever, it's like that was just so obvious. So, Jeremy Renner, just stick to dramatical roles, dude. Stick to dramatical roles. And but you're really and just come on out the closet, because apparently, from what I understand, it's like, it was pretty much common knowledge. And then you finally got big old movie roles, and then you went like running back to the closet. It's okay. It's okay to be a homo. It's okay. But if you want to stay in there, it's fine. It's your business. And I ain't going to say anything else about it. But I'm just saying is all, homos have more fun. Homos have more fun when we're not getting beat up and marginalized. But when we go out to have a good time, we have a good fucking time. Okay. Okay. So, whatever, let's look at some more of these ladies in their evening wears, except for I fucking covered up my window with something else, and now I can't look. So, like, who else? Like George Clooney's wife. She didn't even look like she tried. She didn't. She had these ugly-ass white gloves on. They look like I think they heard that the Kelly Osbourne or whatever on the Fashion Police, where Kathy Griffin took over for Joan Rivers, rest in peace. But I said something, they look like the gloves that they put on to like birth a cow, and they kind of do. And it looks like she didn't give a fuck. Her hair is a mess. She did not want to be there. She's like, you're giving my husband a Lifetime Achievement Award and making me come. Kate Hudson is here with like 500 pounds of makeup. She looks good, but you can tell she got on 500 pounds of makeup. Her titties look nice though. Yeah, she's got nice rack. Fellas, look up Kate Hudson. Her dress is fucking got some nice cleave going on in there. Let's click through a few more of these. Are you going to change? You're just going to show Jennifer Aniston. She went by really fast because I clicked twice. That's a little frumpy, girl. That does not accentuate your rack in any way. It just kind of looks, it makes it look flat the way them sequins are. Oh, girl, y'all look at Jennifer Aniston. This picture, I'm looking at her straight on. It looks like she got fucking bird chest. No titties at all. And first thing you need is titties. I'm telling you, titties make an ouch fit. Reese Witherspoon, kind of boring, little fucking Jessica Rabbit hair, little fucking Lana Turner kind of thing going on. We've seen it. What's her name? Ooh, Emma Stone. I'm down with her. They were making fun of her big eyes in the opening, which is true. I didn't think about it, but she kind of does look like one of those big-eyed paintings that woman painted of those kids with the big eyes. She kind of does. She has big old eyes. I got big eyes, too, so I sympathize, girl. It's good. Better to see shit with when they're working, except I need glasses, so that makes no sense. Just fucking negated my own point right there. Whatever. Emma Stone gets a plus. Let's click a couple more, and then I'm tired of looking at this. Oh, Lena Dunham. She looks horrible. That dress, click off of her. I don't want to see her ugly ass. Sienna Miller, okay, she looks good in her little like embroidered shit. She needs more tits. Needs more tits, ladies. Let me explain something to you. Titties are a good thing. Amy Adams needs more tits. Good lord, if I like. Jessica Chastain looks like somebody needs to pull a fucking stick out of her ass. I used to think I like her acting. She's very good. I loved her in The Help. She was very good in that movie. But from what I've seen, she's kind of like a little bit uptight. She was all like saying how Russell Crowe stuck his foot in his mouth, saying how like women should like go for parts that like they're age appropriate for, which kind of makes sense. And all these women get butt hurt at that comment, which makes absolutely no sense. I don't understand, because you go into a business where you know that's the fucking deal, is that it ain't fair by by any stretch of the word. It's just based off of what somebody's opinion is, whoever has the fucking money. And if you don't like that, you're probably in the wrong mother trucking business. So you're doing quite well for yourself. So you might as well just shut the fuck up and pull that stick out of your ass and have a good time. Jesus. So whatever. And she looks very uptight in this picture. Like somebody's got her wound up. Maybe she's got an overbearing husband or something. This dress is horrible. Who is this? Rosamund Pike. She's in that Gone Girl movie. This dress is horrible. Oh my God. It's like white. It looks like they only finished the bottom part. It's the most, it's horrible. And it's some Vera Wang bullshit, whatever that means. Keira Knightley looks boring as hell. Boring. I don't even like boring. She's so boring. Anything she's in, I'm like, no, so boring. Fucking, who is this? Emily Blunt, you look cuter than that usually. Oh, good Lord. I should be on this fashion police because this is fucking horrible. It's like, again, it's like somebody didn't finish the top of it. It looks like a toga, sort of like, it looks like something a frat boy would have worn to a fucking toga party that she cinched in at the waist. Horrible. Her hair is horrible. Who is this woman? Kerry Washington. Very nice. Finally, somebody, oh my God. Trying to look at this, and then this fucking ad for World Dog Awards popped up, hosted by George Lopez. I hope he doesn't get fucking wasted and pass out in a hotel lobby again. I love that story. Remember when he did that? He drank so much, he just passed out like on a casino lobby floor, and they just left his ass there, or drug him back or whatever. But he laid there for a while, if I remember the story correct. But this chick, Kerry Washington, gets a plus. Who is this? Oh, Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, like she looks really like, yeah, but she's Botoxed a lot. That's why her cry face was what it was, because she is Botoxed a lot. Her forehead is smooth as a motherfucker, and she's like, you can't do that. That is not natural. That is not natural unless you're like a baby. And I'm sorry, she's pretty, but she's not. Okay, and Christie Brinkley, still fucking hot. She's fucking in this red dress, owning this shit. Oh, that's Heidi Klum. She looks just like fucking Christie Brinkley. That's fucked up. She looks just like Christie Brinkley. See? Channel Christie Brinkley and you'll look good, because that's what Heidi Klum did. Okay, a couple more. I'm starting to get into this shit. Naomi Watts, I like your snake necklace. Even though I don't like snakes, I like snake jewelry. It's kind of cool. The dress is boring, yellow, blah. The chick from Downtown Abbey looks like she made her, the one who won though, she won, but she looks like she made her fucking dress from grandma's curtains. This rose, like ivy pattern, I don't know. Oh, it looks like grandma's curtains. Her hair is cute with a little braid going around it. Look at her. Who is this chick? Jenna. Oh, Channing Tatum's wife. She's looking hot. You married well, sister. You did a damn fine job. You popped out some babies like you're supposed to, because that way he's forever, like you're good. You're set forever, Jenna Dewan Tatum, and your Carolina Herrera dress. Yeah, you did good. Good work, sister. Boring. Adam Levine. Boring. Who is this? Dakota Johnson. Boring. Oh, she's one of that 50 Shades of Grey movie. Okay. Tina Fey, this one white dress she's wearing. And fucking Amy Poehler looks like it's a fucking old lady dress. Two old lady dresses. No, one. Amy Poehler is wearing an old lady dress. Y'all can't even see these pictures I'm talking about. This is the last one I'm going to talk about. Because there's 69 of them, appropriately 69 of them. But there's 69 of these damn pictures here. Because I got one more clip I want to play you from the fucking award show that I just don't understand. But this last picture, like, honestly, Amy Poehler kind of dressed like an old lady. And Tina Fey is kind of, like, trying to look like a high school prom girl. I don't know. It's like, it's neither look is good for them. Their hair looks good, but their outfits in this one picture are just horrible. I think it's what they walked in and then they changed for the show or whatever, because you know they wore lots. But whatever, that's my take on the fashion thus far. All they show is the ladies, except for Adam Levine, and nobody cares. I just can't with him. He bugs the shit out of me. But okay, I got one more clip, because I was looking to find the best of, right, the best of the Golden Globes, right? Who, it's like, what were the good moments that I should watch, because I fell asleep and slept through the whole thing. But apparently the reason I slept through it was boring as hell, like all these award shows are. But they're boring as fuck. And so unless you have somebody there to like make fun of it with the whole time, and I didn't, because I just didn't. And so I'm fucking laying there bored, fucking fell asleep. But I'm looking for the clips of the best shit that I missed. What did I miss? Were there funny parts that I should have seen? I don't give a shit about all these heartfelt acceptance speeches. Everything is like this speech and that speech and Michael Keaton's son. Fuck all that heartfelt sentiment. I want to see funny things, and I want to see people do drunken things. I like when people get up on that stage wasted and try to accept an award. That's when it's totally fun. But apparently, this was one of the other, supposed to be the funniest moment of the night, or one of the funnier moments of the night, is Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader doing making up lines to movies. And it's really, I did not even check. I don't even think I made a smirk. So I was like, if this is the best, then it is a good thing I got some extra sleep, because obviously I needed it. So listen to this. And if you disagree with me, tweet me or something, @BrentParis, 2 R's in Paris. And you can tell me that you don't agree with me. But I didn't think it was that funny. Amusing, cute, maybe, but really funny, where I wanted to laugh and like make the effort to go, aha, no. So want to hear it? Just whatever. You can chime in if y'all want. Twitter brother and tell me if I'm wrong. But here we go with Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader not being as funny as everybody said they were. Okay, here we go.
Kristen and I were very excited when we were asked to present Best Screenplay.
Yeah, I did a little research for it. I looked on Wikipedia, and apparently I found out you cannot make a movie without a screenplay.
What?
Yes.
I did not know that. I do know we wouldn't have some of the most classic movie lines without these writers and these scripts.
Yes, famous lines like we all know, like from E.T., you know, when he's pointing his finger into space and he's looking at the stars and he says, "Kids, I gotta get back to my planet."
Yeah.
Remember when he said that?
Yeah, he's like, "I gotta get out of here.
Like, I gotta get back to my planet."
It's been fun. Or who could forget that famous line in Titanic when the boat's sinking and Leonardo DiCaprio was like, "Hey, guys!
Relax."
What about in The Terminator when Arnold's driving down the street and he pulls up next to that guy and he says,
"Excuse me, which way is the Beverly Center?" "That way? So I passed it?"
"So I passed it."
Yeah, so, and then
classic.
Hold up the window.
Yep. And of course, he had them.
Yeah,
he
just forever just went, "Come on."
And of course, there's, you know, The Godfather. Oh. I mean, how many times have we all quoted that movie? Mm-hmm. that famous scene, you know, when Robert De Niro, he's really angry, and he's like,
"What are you going to do, your Robert De Niro impression?"
"Yeah, I'm gonna try." He's like, "Hey, who's in my driveway? I gotta get into the city over here."
"Oh yeah."
"Yeah."
"Oh yeah."
He says that at the end.
Such a good De Niro.
Thanks.
Such a good line. But my favorite is from Jaws when that guy comes up and he says, "Is the beach open?" And Roy Scheider famously says, "Not today."
So, are y'all motherfuckers falling out of your chairs? Because I sure as hell ain't. Yeah, it's like, if that's the funniest part of the night, aside from that Bill Cosby joke, which I will admit, and I have already said, was brilliant. But that was just meh. Amusing, I guess, but meh. Whatever, Golden Globes. I'm over Golden Globes. I've almost talked to the whole fucking Hollywood Hick program about the goddamn Golden Globes. But there wasn't nothing else going on. Like I was telling y'all, like, I mean, there's some stupid criminal shit we'll get to, hopefully. And there's some other things. And I was going to talk about it today, but I think I might want to talk about it when I've got more time, because this story was fucking good. I came across this thing. I'm just going to tease it a little bit, I reckon, here on the Hollywood Hick today on the Crab Diving Network. But I found out there's this place in Florida about 100 miles from Disneyland, Disney World, I reckon, and it's called the Sausage Castle, and you just stewing that till the Friday episode comes on, because on the Friday episode, I will be telling y'all what I learned about the Sausage Castle, because that shit is fucking nuts. Nuts. You're gonna thank me for telling you about it. It's just because it will make you feel so much better about yourself, so much better. And you know how much I love a story about how it makes me feel better about myself, for straight up reals, right? But I also came across this other story, and this is gonna be my public service mother trucking announcement, so that people know Oh, God, that's another funny story, too. Hopefully I get it. If not, I'll get to that next time, too. But because I got a bunch of things I want to talk about, and I ain't going to fit it all in because my fucking mouth ran too long about them damn Golden Globe Awards that I don't even care about. And I talked for 40 fucking minutes about some damn Golden Globe Awards I don't even give two shits about, still talking about them. But I was stalling, actually, because I was trying to get this opened up so I could be educated and know what I'm talking about by looking at this shit while I talk about it. But I came across this thing in the like Huffington Post about 9 things that we're all doing wrong with our iPhones. And apparently I'm fucking doing all, like pretty much all of it I'm doing wrong. So because I was doing all of this shit wrong, and I'm going to correct it and see if it works. And if you don't believe me, I'll report back on Friday or something, tell you if any of this shit makes any difference and makes things work better or whatever. But apparently, like the fact that you don't never turn that sucker off, you're fucking up your phone. So turn the bitch off every once in a while. Like put it off at night and let it just go. When you're sleeping, let it sleep. But don't just sit it down. Turn the bitch off. And then also, if you leave on the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth all the time, you're just wasting all the energy. You should be turning that shit on only when you need it, especially like the Wi-Fi shit. Mm-hmm. And the Bluetooth. Like how often are you really using the Bluetooth? Turn that shit on when you need it. Save you some battery and shit. Apparently you're not supposed to use it in the outside, like in when it's really, really mother trucking hot or really, really mother trucking cold. Who fucking knew? Like that I don't have to worry about too much out here because we have nice weather usually out here in Hollywood land. Really, we can't complain about the weather. We get a little bit of rain and everybody goes freaking nuts though. People get nuts. Okay, this is one, and I bet you all y'all do it too because I do it all the mother trucking time. But apparently keeping the bitch plugged in overnight is not good for your battery. Like it ends up wearing it down because once it gets charged up, then it starts to just sort of keep, like, I guess once it's charged. And apparently, according to this, you should only go to like 98% or something and then pull it out, because like to get all the way up is bad. But then you're supposed to let it go all the way out. It just, like, it's so many fucking rules. And apparently it's bad to use a non-Apple charger. Luckily I used mostly Apple chargers, so this is one I did not I was not guilty of. But if you're guilty of this, apparently they're not like all that good and they could bust into flame. So be careful. And you should clean it, because if you don't, it's fucking disgusting. And I used to use a case. Now I go naked. So I am super careful with my iPhone because I don't want it to fall. And this new one, I got the number 6 because my number 4 up and died a while back. But that bitch is slippery. You guys to be careful. It's the truth. So you should clean that bitch once in a while and clean it with like something, because it's fucking gross. You're breathing on it, putting it up on your dirty ass head all the time. Like wipe that shit off, clean it, put some solution of some kind on there. Give it a scrub down because it's gross. They're gross. And I pulled mine out of a case one time and I used the case and I was like, I cannot believe all the crumb and things. And it was like almost like there was like a like whole community living back there or something. It was gross. And this is one that I do not do because I hate this. But don't film in fucking portrait mode. Turn your phone to the side. Turn it to the side. We can see more. I don't just want to see the up and down. I want to see the sideways. Okay? Just everybody. Just start doing that. Everybody. And according to this, okay, number 8 is not protecting yourself with a passcode. And who are these people? Like, in the world we live in today, you got to at least give yourself a little bit of a passcode. Now I got the thumbprint on there, too. You guys, I feel like a secret agent spy, like James Bond shit, when I have to use my thumb to turn my phone on. That's pretty fucking amazing. And then I talk to her, and I'm like, hey, Siri, where the fuck is Guardian of the Galaxy playing? And she'll tell me where the closest and place is. And even if I say cheapest, she'll look up prices sometimes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah. Put a fucking passcode on there, because it's like something like 40-something% or more don't have one. None. Zero. Nuts. And number 9 is especially true if you live in a big city like here in Hollywood and you take public transportation like I will, because I hate driving, because everybody makes me nuts, because everybody drives like assholes and self-entitled see you next Tuesday, so I can't fucking deal with this shit. Apparently you should not be walking around with your phone in your hand, because they are like 40% of the robberies in major cities now involve mobile devices. So your iPhone is like hot commodity. People take it, they wipe it, and then they send it to China. That's what they do, and sell it on the black market. So that's where your phone ends up, and you can't do shit about it, because once it's in China, you honestly think you're gonna get that bitch back? Hail to the no. So those are tips for how to like make your iPhone experience better. So don't say the Hollywood Hick didn't ever tell you anything useful. Okay, so those are some things you should do with your iPhone, or your probably works on a lot of celery phones and not just the iPhone. So just go ahead and do that and improve your life. Okay, there, I helped. So we are getting to the point of the program where I get to talk about my favorite thing to talk about, because I love nothing more than making myself feel better about myself. And when I was thinking earlier, like a couple of days ago, I was like, I have not come across, again, I was like, there is a glut in stupid people. Where are the stupid people? Come on. There's stupid people everywhere, but I need the extraordinarily stupid to step up their game. And I needed a celebrity to lose their ever-loving mind and start doing some like antics of some sort, something that's worth talking about and making fun of. And so I can feel better about myself on that level too. But whatever, you know how much I love talking about this shit. But I didn't think there's going to be anybody. I was like, there's nobody. It's like, okay, some people were fucking on a car, whatever. Lots of people have fucked on a car. But then ask and ye shall receive. But lo and behold, out of nowhere, out of the blue, two stories fall into my lap. The first one I just love because this dude, and of course, Florida. It's like always at least one of them has to be Florida. If I do multiples, at least one of them would be Florida. Like Florida and occasionally like South Carolina, but like Florida, oh my goodness. But some dude, okay, so there was a North Myers, Fort Myers, in North Fort Myers. I can't fucking talk, y'all. North Fort Myers, a man was arrested after a deputy said he witnessed him drop his pants at a busy intersection and begin dancing. Apparently, the man proceeded to shake his penis by moving his hips in a circular motion and proceeded to dance in the middle of the intersection with his pants around his ankles in the direction of oncoming traffic. The dude's name is Clayton Corneliuson. Ooh, that's a Corneliuson. And yeah, he was there. You know, he was drunker than Cootie Brown. He was with his buddies. He said that basically what happened, they were fucking jaywalking in front of some cars, and the cars probably like were giving him shit, and he was wasted, and he was like, fuck you, dropped his pants and waggled his dick around, tried being like a dude, because that's what dudes do. And next thing you know, he is taken into court custody and transported to the Lee County Jail. So thanks, Clayton, for making a mother trucker feel better about himself, because I can't remember ever doing that. Like, I've gotten drunk, and I've gotten drunk and naked plenty of times, but I never did it in a crosswalk and waggled my business about and got took off to the popo. So to the pokey, really, not to the popo. The popo, take it to the pokey. Misspoke there. But yeah, thanks, Clayton. Thanks, buddy. And on the flip side of this, y'all, there's a dude. This dude, oh my goodness, Lord have mercy. Where'd he go? He's hiding back here, right? Okay, so this is not Florida. So be glad to know it ain't Florida that I'm talking about. But in somewhere called Glasgow, Kentucky. This is coming from WBKO television station there, I reckon. But according to them, a former Glasgow police officer is suing a Barron County gun store after being handed a loaded gun from under the counter and accidentally shooting his finger off. So according to this dude, Officer Darnell Smith, that's his name, he went into the Barron Outdoors back in March, and he wanted to see this like 0.38, how do you say that, 380 caliber handgun, 0.380 caliber gun, some pistol. And the counter dude handed him one that was loaded. And this is dude is a policeman. Keep that in mind, y'all. He is currently at that point in time, he was a policeman, right? He was a policeman. He's supposed to know how to handle a gun, right? And aren't you, so whenever you're handling guns, aren't you supposed to, as like good gun etiquette, to pretend like that bitch is always loaded for good measure? So, but no, he ends up shooting his fucking finger off. And so it's somebody else's fault because they handed him a gun that's loaded in a gun store. Like, he probably would have been pissed if there was no bullets in it. He probably would have been pissed at that too. But he's all upset because he got fired, lost his job, of course, because if you're a policeman who shoots your finger off, that means you shouldn't have a gun, and if you can't have a gun, you can't be a policeman. And so he's suing to make up for the income he's lost. He also says he's permanently disfigured and went through a lot of pain and suffering. He's gone through several surgeries, he's had a lot of medical bills that had to be paid, ended his career, and now he has a lost income. Lawsuit claims he didn't do a safety check on the gun, the dude selling it, and so they're suing them for negligence. It's like, dude, no, accept some personal motherfucking responsibility here. You as a police officer, should be able to know if there's a bullet in that gun. And even if there ain't, you are supposed to act like that gun is loaded at all times. That's how you roll. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it has to be if you are gonna handle guns. Like, if people want guns, like they say, like if Wayne LaPierre and his gay ass name want like guns everywhere, then you can't have morons like this dude, this fucking Darnell Smith, running around shooting their fingers off, because that gives you a bad seat. Because of that, the people like me are like, not everybody should be allowed to have a mother trucking gun. That's just the way of the fucking world. So that's that. So thank you, Darnell Smith, for making me feel better myself. Clayton, Darnell, props to you fellas. I feel so much better right now. I feel so much better that oh my God, the Hollywood Hick is over. I just looked at the time. Good thing I did. I would have kept right on talking. But listen up on www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris to make that shit fancy. You can find new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 in the p.m. on the West Coast, 10 on the East Coast. Do the math wherever else you are. And I hope everybody's having a good one. And y'all stay out of trouble. Okay? Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, bitch. Just bye-bye.
Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, 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 toot. Greg-a-ling, 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 now. Sing-a-ling, 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 wow.